Europe Experiencing High Cost of Climate Change Pipe Dream. By Mike Walsh. On April 16, 2025, Spain celebrated a much-lauded 100% green energy triumph. Just 12 days later, on April 28, the Iberian Peninsula suffered a total collapse of electric energy. When the only available energy source is shop-bought batteries, moonlight, and candles, the outcome can be catastrophic. Remember, Spain's economy is the fourth strongest in Europe and 14th in the world. Europe's second largest country is 5 times the size of England. Without warning, Spain's nearly 50 million citizens, plus Portugal's 10.5 million population, were trapped in lifts and buses, schools and hospitals. Madrid's Barajas Airport, by area the largest terminal in the world, along with all other airports, train and travel hubs were plunged into darkness. Europe's longest and fastest rail network was stopped in its tracks, in tunnels and in wilderness areas. Exhausted passengers alighted and trudged along silent rail tracks. Millions more were affected, with automobiles inaccessible, trapped in electric door-operated garages. What went wrong? How could such a multinational disabling calamity occur without warning and without anyone knowing if and when the outage would end? In the absence of conventional power assets, such as nuclear or coal-fired power stations, Spain, on April 16, it seems, had reached the pinnacle of green credentials. Between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., wind, solar, and hydro resources met 100% of mainland electricity demand. Red Eléctrica, the backbone of Spain's electrical grid, handling 45,000 kilometers of high-voltage power lines, reported that, at 11:15 a.m., wind and solar alone produced 100.63% of Spain's demand. Just 12 days later, mid-morning on April 28, Spain and Portugal experienced their largest-ever blackouts. As the Iberian grid disconnected from the European network ENTSOE, the power cut affected parts of France, Andorra, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Many hours later, power restoration began irregularly and gradually. But the sudden collapse sent repercussions across Europe. The cause of the calamity is still under investigation, but the probe has, so far, proved to be futile. If the cause is unknown and therefore cannot be remedied, then a repeat is likely. When speculation is rife, the conspiracy theorists enjoy a field day. Who can blame them? The issue? Solar and wind energy sources rely on inverter-based technology. However, this method lacks the controllable consistency and predictable outcome of conventional coal, gas, or hydroelectric plants. Older systems act as shock absorbers during grid disturbances. Alas, without them, grids might become faster, but also become much more fragile. A 2022 ENTSOE report had previously cautioned that low-inertia systems significantly affect a grid's ability to maintain balance during disruptions. Pride comes before the fall. Red Eléctrica itself posted on April 9 that there is no risk of a blackout and Red Eléctrica guarantees supply. In 2022, amid Europe's gas crisis, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez boldly told the Spanish Senate that warnings of massive blackouts should Spain go totally green were ridiculously apocalyptic. Instead, he insisted the claims were politically motivated to undermine him. Bombastically, the far-left socialist politician assured no power outages, no electricity rationing, and total energy security for Spain once the nation converted to renewable sources. Today, that speech is resurfacing for all the wrong reasons. On April 28, Sanchez reappeared more than 5 hours after the blackout to admit, "We don't have conclusive evidence about the source, but we're not ruling out any hypothesis." His vagueness did little to calm the public. Many now ask, has Spain moved too fast on renewables without investing enough in basic grid stability? Mainstream media's pundits are sticking to the theory that it was, probably, caused by expansion and retraction of the high-tension cables due to fluctuating environmental temperatures. Really? The weather across the Iberian Peninsula on April 28 was seasonally normal. Yet, temperatures are suspected of causing this catastrophe. Interestingly, PM Sanchez immediately contacted Mark Rutte, the General Secretary of NATO, as well as the European Union EU leadership to discuss the situation. The EU is understandable, but but where does the NATO military alliance fit in? It is of interest that, a couple of months ago, the Russian Aerospace Agency placed in orbit, some 365 miles from Earth, a trio of satellites. This in itself is not unusual. What the Western scientific community is wondering about is an object released by one of these satellites, the function of which they cannot explain. Moscow is not volunteering any information on the true purpose of these satellites. Unfortunately, no one is yet taking seriously the intriguing thought that Russia might be to blame. It's hard to believe that Russia does not have the kind of EMP electromagnetic pulse technology that could easily paralyze multiple advanced nations. According to Michael Maloof, a former Pentagon senior security policy analyst, a satellite launch of an EMP weapon at a height of about 200 miles would knock out almost all unprotected electronics in NATO countries. He says, around 90% of all American bases rely on energy from the local community grids. If those are knocked out, there's no communication. And the United States is not geared up for that. Michael Walsh is a Liverpool-born Irish author and award-winning journalist. The son of a man who was an associate of Ernest Hemingway, contact Walsh at keyboardcosmetics@gmail.com.